Welcome everyone, this is Nichelle Anderson. Thank you so much for joining me today. And in this particular episode is episode 121, and we will be talking about how to align your heart with your mind, that it's time to let go, which is your freedom. So I definitely want to get into this. I think that our heart is something like a separate type of emotional entity within us, and it requires the time and the healing necessary before we can actually move forward. And in doing that, we go through this period where we're stuck and we don't feel like that we can get out. And I really wanted to talk about that. I noticed over the years, you know, growing up, I wasn't able to express myself in a way that I was healing, and the people that I confided in or shared my experience or what I was feeling, it was a rush toward, or and some was even mean by just saying, well, if you can't do this, then maybe it's that, or maybe this, and you should be able to just jump and do this and get over it. But that's not how the heart works. So we're going to get into that today. Just want to say thank you so much for joining me, for tuning into my podcast show, where surviving your journey to a success came about when I was doing tweets, and I got a lot of good feedback on it, and people seemed to enjoy it. It seemed to help them they were struggling with. And so that's why I started the podcast, now 6 seasons. And also the title itself is from my book, Corporate America, Surviving Your Journey to a Success. And with that, it focuses on your work life and how the drama and the toxicity and the unhealthiness that working in corporate America can do to your well-being. And so on my YouTube channel, as well as my Twitter page, I focus on that, just saying that you should choose, no matter what, your mental peace and have joyfulness in your heart. And when you do, you will get your mental peace. So without further ado, that's what I'm going to be covering today. If you want to purchase my book, if you already have, please leave a review. If you have not, please check that out on Amazon. And if you love it, share it. Okay, so let's go ahead and right quick, if you have any questions or you're struggling with something and you want to talk about it more beyond this episode or all my other previous episodes, definitely email me at info@nichelleanderson.com. Periodically, I do post out on webinars that I eventually will have, like a list of those that you can connect to. So definitely talk to me by email and look out for any webinars that I'm going to do. And again, I focus on the work life as well as your personal life. Okay, so my usual opening, I like to say a prayer before I begin, and that is, in this day, I am thankful to the prime creator of all things that I give thanks for this blessing and opportunity, that I will use it for the greater good. So welcome my survivors of the journey to my podcast show that aims to inspire you, motivate, and as well to continue to have joyfulness in your heart, peace of mind, and for your sustained success. All right, so getting into this particular episode 121, how to align your heart with your mind, and that it's time to let go, is basically dealing with your relationship with your heart and your mind, and how the two separate entities, I like to say, takes a different time to process that what you're in is not working, it's not serving you, and it's time to let go. When you do, you have your mental freedom. And I want to add here, I had a previous episode this season about bullying and how it's really dumb energy. And that's why over time some people say, well, that person is such a bully, and it goes on this, they're incompetent. They use different words. Basically, it's dumb energy because it's coming from the refusal to stop what they're doing when it's hurting someone else, and thinking that in that I will get my harvest. They might get some, in their mind, some wins, or be able to have the person to follow them and do this and that, but it's just a false sense of connecting with life, because without the sun, without the water, and it's being denied or restricted in order for that other person to feel better about themselves, that it never do, it's like a pot with a hole in it. Eventually, all the water will be gone. So when the person that is in that type of relationship and they're trying to make it work, their heart is believing what was led to them in the beginning. Usually it's manipulation, but nonetheless. And so the heart falls in love. The heart, to me, is like a baby. It just wants to love, wants to laugh, wants to be happy. It holds onto your finger and don't let go. You know, if you experience that, and real tight, that's our heart. So it can get damaged. It can get definitely devastated. So all of that initiate into how we interpret on our mind, that it's a logical type entity, I like to say. if we go over to what I previously was referring to, that bully energy, to me, their mind refuses logic because we have free will. It gets that deep, y'all. And when they do that, they become, to me, over time, insane. And as well, I like to now categorize that as dumb energy. And that dumb energy can project, it can influence in a negative way other people around them. And they start, it could be anything that feels that they're off of processing a logical way because they're surrounded by all that negative, dumb energy. So hopefully that connected to whoever listening. So when we get into our love relationships, if we look at that, how you can align your heart and your mind, the number one thing I like to say right now for you to take away before I get into my main points is that you have to have patience. And if anybody around you that you're confiding in is saying, you need to get over it, what's taking so long? Oh, you this and you're that. Oh, you just not strong enough. You ignore them and you put that on your list to avoid them. Sometimes the best friend is yourself. Sometimes the best way to heal your heart is just to say, you know what? I love you because you're my heart. And that's real. And you're going to write what I just said down so you can remember next time and treat it as the baby that it is. It's okay no matter what age you are. Our hearts are just like that. When we get to those and we look on another side of this table, those that do that mean, awful, devastating things on purpose so they can feel better about themselves. They denounced it on their heart. They ignored it, they shut it down so that their heart's not getting any sun. They're not getting any nurturing. So they wither away, and that's where you get those darkened hearts that their peace. I know I'm going real with you, but I really felt we need to talk about this when I was writing out what shows I'm going to have for this season when I was playing it out. As I really want to talk about our heart is connected to our mind, but at the same time, they're two separate entities. So most of the time it's our mind waiting on our heart to get over someone, waiting on our heart to just heal. It's got all these other things going on that if it does not heal in a correct way, they say you got a hardened heart. That's translation to me is that they put their heart in like in a room, shut it off from sunlight. Is truth, because the truth is we need it. The truth is without it, there is no life. So by doing that, it's not getting the nutrient that it needs. It's not processing it. I have episode 8, episode 9 to talk about emotional pain. If you're struggling with that, I recommend to download that and listen to it. And it should help you in a way, at least you choose that you want that to help you to identify that, to work through it. And that's giving your heart time to heal, right? And if your heart got damaged, that's going to take time, but you can still move forward. If you're struggling with forgiveness, I have an episode about that, a series. You need to, or I suggest or recommend you consider to start listening to that and help you through that. Because I'm not the norm to say, oh, this forgive and that'll help. No, that's not going to help. It takes long. It could take a heart that got damaged or broken several years, but in that, you're not like stuck in that pain, you're processing it. So that's where my other podcast shows come into play are healing and you living. We won't say that again. You're healing and you living going forward. And so when we look at our heart as babies, we need to hug it. You say, I accept you, I need you, we're gonna do this together. And the logical side can take that approach. And so the outcome will become less hurtful. All right. And you'll start to understand why they flipped and do those things to you that caused that hurt. Sometimes it might not be in a relationship. Maybe it's something that you wanted and you didn't get. Maybe it's just a promotion. Maybe it's a raise you should have gotten. Maybe it's just a house, whatever. And you really want to, you know, all that backstory that you know, and your heart has to detach. And it's like a baby clings to your fingers, I said earlier, and it can't just let go. And you shouldn't rush it. So anybody say, you need to rush it, don't get me wrong. You have to set a time limit. But that's the part where you're communicating, you're thinking, how I can soothe my heart. What do I need? The number one thing is if you're in a toxic relationship, you got to get out. Number two, if it's something that you was attached to no longer, you got to find another way that is different reality of how you can do it and how you're accepting it. All right. So that's really my important point. Number one. Number two, my wisdom point is that the heart is a real overall entity, as I mentioned, and it desires to be loved. Oftentimes the mask of other people do these things that hurt our heart. Sometimes maybe let's say you're the person that actually did the hurt, right? and your heart is devastated and you haven't processed that. What I said earlier, my first and most important point is you got to reach out by getting the help that you need. And like I said, I have podcast episodes on this, as mentioned, the forgiveness series, the other one just to deal with emotional pain. And that's how you do it. I think the people that cause hurt and want to hurt people and they feel good about themselves when they do that. We use the term here in the United States, a sadistic person. And I grew up with one and it was really crazy. Just don't want to accept whatever that they did not get and they tied it to their worth. So therefore, if they're hurting, everybody else got to hurt. And when they see someone, another being that actually got it, did the work, did the effort, they want to take that away because they're mad. Well, how come you do it? My question to that, or my statement I should say, is you could too. You just choose not to. You just want it to be given to you. And that's not how life works. That's not how life works. And the refusal to accept that, remember that word come up again, acceptance, lingers on and the heart shrinks. Because remember, they close their heart up, do not want to love, whatever would have happened, they're not accepting it, and they get no sunlight, no nurturing. You open the door, is that going to be a flower blooming or is that going to be a wither old whatever? And you can't work with that. So once we put that in our mind, if it takes a year, you're progressing because you know you're moving forward. You'll know that you're progressing because you feel more better when you wake up. So the top three things, how you can align your heart with your mind, we're going to go more into this. And so you can let go of something not serving you is number one. You're going to take your time in developing anything that's an attachment to the other person or other thing. You just have to give yourself time overall, as I mentioned before, to show who, not only who they are or what it was, and to show that, you know, you can achieve anything over time with the right mindset. And if the person comes back and they use these emotional code words, you know what they're doing? They're actually talking to your heart. They know. They know if they aim for the heart, it's going to be, is that, what's that phrase? Hook, line, and sinker. Guess what? You can cut that line. I'll say that again. You can cut that line, that cord, that link. You could do it. And when you do, you set off to your horizon. So number two, how you can align your heart to your mind, because your mind knows this ain't working out. It's a logical entity. It can count 1, 2, you know, 1 plus 2 is 3, 1 plus 1 is 2, you know, it can do that. And so it knows that, oh, okay, by this time we should be here. Let's do this. If it's not working, it's like the doctor in a way to the heart. So you want to build a strong heart. That's by writing out what you need in a relationship or any type of connection and what you do not, that helps to train our heart to reject the fakeness, because they're going to come with it. And if you're really a giving person, they're like magnets. It just flies everywhere. And that helps you to understand, I don't think so. Sometimes they manipulate situations just for you to get them in your life, and they do everything that you want them to do. They convince you, I'm normal. I love you. Let's do this. Yes, everything. Some are really, really good. It's all fake, because it's not what they say, it's what they do. And a good mentor, that I love her, Maya Angelou, I never forgot what she told me years ago in her writings. And she said, once that person show you who they are, you believe it. And my add to that is, and you move on. But it's going to take time. And that's where you go straight to your heart and you start healing it, right? Third one is our mind, again, loves logic. So you want to aim at communication first. So you're going to use affirmation. Affirmation is so powerful. How it makes it really powerful is that you have to believe how when you're saying it, and you commit to it. Because anybody can just say it. I say it. Yeah, I say it. Yeah, that's good. Good positive statement. And you go on back and repeat it. So you have to make an effort that you're going to practice, where you're dribbling that basketball, whatever you're doing, playing golf, and you're going to give it all that you got. And you keep at it, because practice makes perfect. So our hearts just want to love and be playful, just like a baby. But the serious part of the heart is that it also wants the love back. And when it doesn't get it, it feels drained. And that's the sunlight not getting in. So oftentimes you have to wait a long time in some cases, but you always look for the long term, the horizon, because the ones that comes in our lives that are not good for us, they always show their colors of their heart later. Because anybody that will say, I love you, but would say awful things to you, knowing it will hurt you and make you cry and feel and go through that, you know, negative crying, self-pity type thing, or not even self-pity, but just self-doubt. I should say that's a better word. And enjoy that and make that their own sadistic way of healing their heart that they never did in the past. That sickness, you don't have to deal with that. So once you define your worth, that I talk about a lot in my podcast, it's game over. And you rise into what you want to be. So your task to dust to dawn is you want to communicate often what your needs are, that your heart wants, the needs, and what your mind needs. You can keep a balance of that, staying on a logical platform of what to accept and what not. You're going to clock it. You're not going to be, you know, too long in something. If it's 5 years and you just took a one nudge up, you got to make sure that you're progressing. Maybe so, you know, think of it as driving, or it's going at 20 miles per hour, 10 miles an hour, and you see how it fluctuates with the signs. Ooh, that's a good metaphor. I claimed it. Do it in that sense, and then that'll help you to make sure that you're progressing. Number two, for your task to dust to die, what you have to do is use a checklist of what you have in a relationship and what you don't have, and rate that to an importance. Now, this is actually training your heart to look at things in a value and worthful way. So if the person is not giving you respect, it would be easy to drop and move on. But if your heart attached, it's going to take a while. And if it's really in a circumstance you really need to get out, you know you got to hurry up, and the mind has to take over and the heart will follow. So motivational takeaway is that you want to love. We have to love our hearts for innocence and the freedom of falling in love. And at the same time, we got to give us patience when we know it's time to move on and prepare for the next big thing. And using logical concepts with caring, empathy, and understanding that your heart is separate from your mind. That's why people say, you know, so long. I wonder why they stayed with them for so long. It takes, they fell in love. Literally, they got in love, whatever, or attached to something. And it takes a while to detach. Our hearts are like babies. All of them. I don't care how bad or weak it is. That's why they're going doing that crazy stuff, because they didn't do what they need to do by going in there and saying, guess what? I didn't get what I need to get. Deal with it. You don't put it on no one else. But that's their drama. You focus on you and knowing that your heart deserves better, and you nurture it. You know, just like a baby, if you put that in your mind, you will know exactly what else or what you need to do, and you will get out of that rut, stop being stuck, and it's okay. If you still have been stuck for this couple of years, okay, fine. We're going to deal with it, and then we're going to come up with a plan, and you're going to claim your happiness. You're going to claim your mental peace, because guess what? You deserve it. And so you got to say, I deserve this. So I'm going to nurture my heart. In your mind, you visualize hugging it like a baby. It's okay. I don't care how old you are. It is what it is. And if we start talking that way, then we'll know how to show empathy to ourselves that we deserve. To me, that is mental peace. And you aim for it. You don't let it go. You don't let anybody steal it from you, take it from you. You get it back and you say, I'm going to nurture my heart. I'm going to survive this journey. You don't like it? Who cares? This is my journey. You own it. And it's your heart. And it's want to laugh and play and do all the good stuff and just be lovable. It's love. And those that can't don't have that. And you guess what? Who cares? This is about you. And once you decide that, whole new beginning. So I wish you the best. If you have any questions or you want to kind of talk about something regarding anything that I talked about today, go ahead and email me at info@nichelleanderson.com. Remember, my first name is spelled N like Nicholas, I-C-H-E-L. In the subject, you can just say, I need to talk about your show, or have a question, anything, or I need support. And we'll go from there. All right. Thank you so much. Follow me on Twitter. And guess what? I'll talk to you in the next one.